Now, yesterday we were talking about the risk of terrorism abroad, people changing their travel habits. This morning I want to put the focus on an issue right here at home and speak to a security expert, Steve Collins. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Thank you so much for speaking to me.
Steve, it's a pleasure. I'm worried and concerned, however, about what some companies may be considering doing. Companies here in the United Kingdom are preparing for terrorist attack. Now, I should say that you're bringing this to us and you're in the field of protecting companies, so some cynics might say you're drumming up trade. However, what are companies doing to prepare for terrorist attack?
Well, the reality is that companies are doing very little at the moment. I've been involved in this for many, many years all over the world. And Mercury Security Management here in Northern Ireland have invited me to come over because of some concerns that have been expressed by their clients, to see whether I can shed any light or maybe give some help and advice on what these people can do in the event of a terrorist attack. Now, of course, weapons-related violence, whether it's terrorism or whether it's just some maniac with a gun or a knife, is rife all over the world. And we were talking yesterday about since 9/11, which is 16 years ago, there have been almost 30,000 terrorist attacks worldwide. And unfortunately, it isn't going to go away. It's going to get worse, and I think people just need to be prepared that although we hope and pray it will never happen to them, it is going to happen to somebody, and I think people just need to understand that if it does happen, they need to know what their options are. Because, unfortunately, the police and the security forces, as highly trained and competent as they are, it tends to be all over by the time they get there. And so the general public, whether they're working in a supermarket, a shopping mall, a hospital, a sports stadium, whatever it is, they tend to have to face this on their own until the boys in blue get there to hopefully contain the situation. What we're saying is we hope it's not going to happen. But if it does, well, then we're going to give you some options about the things that you have available to you to help in those eventualities.
So what are the sort of things that would be available to us? Most of us aren't going to be as courageous as the man on the front of the papers this morning, PC Wayne Marquis, who across in London took on knife attackers single-handedly with his baton and felt it was his duty to do it while other people froze. Absolute hero. Most people haven't got the ability to be a hero. So what do we do?
Well, what we can't do, and what I wouldn't recommend anyway, is that we start trying to teach people how to become fearless warriors in the face of these situations. But the reality is that if you don't protect yourself, it's unlikely that anybody else is going to protect you. And so we need to give people options. The first option, of course, is just get out of there, just run away, just get away from the situation, get yourself out of the danger zone or what the police might say, the kill zone. And these are very common. These are very common things. There's a huge amount of material on websites about run, hide, tell, fight, lots of things like that. So this is not new. What I've tried to do, or what Mercury Security have asked me to do, is put together a very simple four-hour package that people can sit and listen to and maybe get an understanding of what a terrorist attack actually is, how it can manifest itself, what are the sort of weapons that might be used in a terrorist attack. If you find yourself in the middle of one, what options do you have?
So let's get back to the options. What are the options? One is obviously get offside, run. Another is that I'm unable to get offside. I'm now blocked in a building and there is a terrorist or group of terrorists on the prowl in the building. They have machine guns with them and they may have bombs strapped to their waistband.
Yep.
What do I do?
Well, number one, we've already said the first thing to do is you must have a procedure to get yourself out of the danger zone, which is essentially run away. And that is advice that I would give to anybody, even if they were a self-defense course, which I've been teaching for 50 years, to just extract yourself from the dangerous situation you find yourself in. However, if you cannot run away, and some people can run, not everybody can run, and if you can run, you can only run so far and so fast.
Okay, so give me the second one. What's the next option?
Well, the second one is get yourself into a place of hiding, that it is a secure place of hiding. Now, people might think, well, okay, I can hide behind this table, I can hide behind this door. If they have firearms, hiding behind a table, hiding behind a door isn't good enough. People don't know that. People need to be taught that some places are safe to hide, other places aren't safe to hide. So that would be part of the program, to give them options about how to hide, where to hide and where not to hide.
So in this building, this big broadcasting building I work in, you think we should be carrying out, like we do with a fire drill twice a year, some sort of procedure that we're imagining now the terrorists are coming through the front door. I'm sitting in the studio and I should have somewhere, a cupboard that I get into? Or
maybe. If your broadcasting studio was in the centre of New York, you would have already had that training. You would have been given those options. And I'm not just talking about reading a list off a website or having a government pamphlet pushed through the door. You would have had that training. We don't do that in the UK. We don't have those sorts of training procedures in the UK, and we need to have them. Because, bless their hearts, it is not the police's job to protect you. It is your job to protect you, because the police won't be there.
So the third option then, some of us have got to the cupboard and we're in it and we're locked in it and we're hoping they're not going to spray it with gunfire. Maybe are locked in the studio with, hopefully, if we have a new studio, bulletproof glass instead of soundproof glass. You're scaring the life out of me here, Steve. But what's the third option?
Well, the third option is if you can't run and you can't hide and you only have two choices, which is you either fight or you die, what are you going to do? You're going to have to fight. And the PC that tattled these guys with his baton, that's all he had. If he'd been a firearms officer, he would have had his carbine, he would have had his pistol, but he only had a baton. The reality is that if he hadn't done what he did, he probably would have been killed. The fact that he tattled them, the fact that he fought back, although he was cut, he survived.
But are you suggesting we have some weapons of defence in our places of work?
No, because it's illegal. It is illegal.
But batons or pickaxe handles?
No. Well, no. These are weapons of opportunity. In your office now, and I obviously can't see your office, but if in my office, well, in Mercury's office that I'm sitting in now, I can look around this office and I can see 20 things that could be used as what we would call a weapon of opportunity.
I'm out of time on it. So just very quickly, some weapons.
Right. Well, in this office now, we have chairs, we have tables, we have laptops, we have bottles of water, we have telephones.
And what do I do with these things? Throw them at them?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You need to be as bad as they are. Remember, these people want to kill you, and they don't care if they die in the process of doing that. So the three options you have is to run away and hide, and if you can't do that, your only option is to fight. And you will find that most people that have fought back have survived. The people that die are the people that cower in the corner and don't fight back.
That's interesting analysis, Steve. I am out of time on it. If you do want to see that 4R piece of advice, maybe you should email info@mercurysecurity.biz if you'd like to find out more. I'm out of time on it, Steve. You've sort of scared the life out of me now. We're hoping that we're not going to be attacked, but unfortunately, many businesses are. It's